From the banks of the Avon, welcome to another Black Sheep Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here, Rick shares his insights on life, living, and how to keep things in balance and in check. If you want to reach us, you can find us on Facebook for Black Sheep Rebranded. You can email Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com or Rick at rstherapygroup.com. And now, here's Rick.
Good Monday morning, folks. How are you, Ms. Rebecca?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Not bad, not bad.
So that's good.
Are we getting used to this new setup that's down here for your office, for the studio, for all this stuff? Are we getting used to it?
Slowly.
There's still issues. You know what I foresee? The issues will just nicely get kind of worked out. And then what will we do? Sell the place and move.
Yep.
That's the goal, folks. Let's see how much it can drive us nuts between now and then. In the meantime, what are we talking about today? I don't know. What are we talking about? What was it you wanted me to talk about?
Okay, I think it was on reaching out and asking for help.
Reaching out, asking for help. So, if y'all just heard, so where we used to have the sound studio, there was carpeting on the floor. And now you hear the cats when they jump down from anything. And so that little pounce that you just heard was, I think, Skittles jumping from a desk to the floor. So all lessons to learn. And this is likely a good theme then for us to talk about. Because help is one of those things that, you know, we spend forever screwing around not asking for help when help is, you know, literally right around the corner. And yet, what do? We just kind of ignore it and we just pretend. Do we need it? Do we not need it? The intro to this song, Pink Floyd, Time, the intro is longer than the song we're going to close out with. We're going to close out with Beatles' Help. We're going to start with this. Why? Because this is much of what life is like. We have these incongruencies. We have these things out of balance. We have these things that come at us and we don't know where they're coming from. And so when it comes to an intro, right? I've said it before, I love these long, slow, methodical intros. I love it just because, you know, it's a process to get you worked up and worked into doing this. As much as it is that, and as much as it's beautiful, one of the downsides to it is that, again, it takes time. And so, when you think about getting help, Rebecca, how quick are you to reach out and go, hey, can you shed some light on this? Can you help me out?
I'm not very good. It takes me a long time to actually ask for help.
And it takes most people a long time. And people are going to go, well, why is that? Well, one area that I'm going to say absolutely clearly, your family of origin, where you come from, dramatically impacts your willingness, eagerness, and your continuation of asking for help. The reason why that is because people will tend to laugh or joke or kid or somehow put off when a kid comes looking for some help, looking for some information. I don't have time for that. How can you not know that? How? Did you hear those words, folks? those words, kicking around your hometown, waiting for someone to show you the way. Because if you go looking for help, people can say no, people can laugh at you, people can ridicule you, people can do all kinds of things. People will make fun of you, and it begins typically with our families, with the people closest around us. And so what happens is we end up getting lost in all kinds of things. And one of the things that we get lost in the most is asking for help. Because, you know, just like that song, like the intro's forever. And so, you know, we kind of wait around. And it's kind of like that same thing where we waste time, we waste energy. Well, you know, we might ask, we might not ask. Should we ask? Shouldn't we ask? What are we going to do? And so then there's all these things that go through our head that we just mess with. And so instead of having this supportive, encouraging environment, you know, we will have where, you know, as a kid, we go looking for information. And that is the foundation of what we decide is our worth, the worth of getting information, the worth of reaching out and doing things. And so all the time, you know, like Rebecca, how often do we talk about the different equipment and programs and so on? And we talk about, you know, Rebecca, try it, you know, get out of your way and give it a shot. And, you know, one of the things that Rebecca comes back with all the time is I don't want to break it. And I go, well, you can't actually break it. It's software. Or it's a print, or it's graphics, or it's something else, but you can't actually break it. So if you can't break it, then why not ask for help?
Because I'm afraid of getting laughed at because I don't know how to do it.
Absolutely. And honestly, folks, that happens with all kinds of things. And, you know, I run into to these situations regularly, you know, because there's so many different areas in my life where I've gone to school and I've done stuff. And you know, it's hard to remember every bit of education that I've sat through. You know, speeds and feeds for being a machinist, or all the symbols for hydraulics, you know, or pneumatics being a millwright. You know, all kinds of things to do with being a truck driver too. There's lots of little tidbits here and there where, you know, people will look at you and they say, well, you did it, or you've done it, or you should know that. And it's like, I'm not asking for fun. I'm asking because I truly don't know. And unfortunately, people don't check in with themselves and say, you know, am I truly a welcoming person for the curious, for the answering of the questions? And am I actually being used as an encyclopedia, or am I actually teaching people who want to learn and foster their own growth? And those are two very different things, and those are two things that dramatically affect what and how we see the world around us. So when we see the world and we watch, and so, you know, when people are going, hey, I forgot this, I forgot that. Hey, do you know this? Do you know that? And they don't bother to take notes. They don't try to put it to memory. They don't try to do anything with it. That becomes annoying because you're not actually teaching. What you're doing is you're just being used as an encyclopedia on an ongoing basis. But when it comes to truly asking for help, that's where we have to step in and monitor and ask ourselves why. I've got a guy who's you know, he's got other trades, but he's learning to weld. And the last couple times we've chatted, this is a big thing that we've discussed. The fact that people around him, you know, say they're there to mentor, they say they're there to help, but yet in reality, they actually aren't. Because what they do is they put him down for what he can't do, and they put him down for other things. They don't actually say, hey, that didn't work out so good. Let's work on this together and let's see if we can work through it so that we can actually learn to do it better and that you can grow as a welder. And it's so sad because, again, so often, even in apprenticeships, people get caught in this dilemma where they want to reach out and they want to say, I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to gain information, right? But what they don't do is they don't take the time to actually teach. They don't take the time to help. And that was something that you know, I've talked about it many times growing up at that trailer park. You know, we lived above the store and the rec hall and the main washroom. Since we had this, it was a lovely, it was a large house, actually, quite large. It was five, six bedrooms, office space, living room, kitchen. Like there was, you know, several washrooms. There was a lot of space. But one of the things that I had was I had people who had the time and the desire to teach. And I think that that's one of the things that we miss out nowadays so much, because kids spend so much time locked away inside. Parents spend so much time locked away inside. People stay locked away inside with their own phones, and they don't spend the time to actually teach. They don't spend the time. And when they do, when somebody asks them a question, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is sarcasm, which is kind of sad. Instead of it being helpful, what's it do? It sets the person up that asked, whether it be a young kid, whether it be whomever it is, it just set them up for the rest of their life to be very reluctant to go ask for help. Because the foundation is to be laughed at, or to be told no, they don't have time, or any number of other things said to them to illustrate that they're not really that important. What do you think about that, Rebecca?
I think it rings true. And why? I think it's because it's happened. Like, I can speak firsthand about that. And even to this day, many decades later, it's still hard for me to ask for help.
And yet it's one of those things that everybody, me, Rebecca, Sherry, there's nobody who can get through a day, a week, a month, without asking repeated questions. We don't know. We can't know everything. And so when you're tired as a parent and your child is sitting there asking you questions and you're exhausted and you're exasperated and you're going, I just need, you know, ask for a timeout. Ask for that timeout so that you can come back. But again, it's so often that people also want to take the time to say, no, I'm not going to answer your question. I can't answer your question. And it's not because of any other reason other than the fact that they don't want to look embarrassed because they don't know the answer. They aren't sure how to spell something. They aren't sure what a word means. They aren't sure what some part of something is. And so they don't want to look embarrassed. And so then they will ridicule and they'll put down other people. And it's sad. And it really is sad. And so it's funny that you would ask, you know, to talk about that. And because I think when we were away in Cosmo, that was a big aha moment for you to go, it's okay to ask, because when it's not natural, when you haven't spent a lifetime in water and playing and messing around and you're not, you know, by nature, somebody who's jumping into the water because, you know, that just wasn't in the cards for you. And now it is. It really does change how we should act, how we should ask.
It does. And it was amazing how forthcoming everybody was with encouragement and helpfulness. And even just getting me into that water. Different ways to get myself in the water.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
And so if you ask for that help, it's amazing what help will be there. But unfortunately, we also live in an age where people also all the time, and I see it all the time, where people don't have a clue what they're talking about. And yet, will sit there and just start flapping their gums, words coming out, sounds being made, and they're saying, oh yeah, this is how this works, or that's how that goes, or some other thing, and they really don't know, and it's one of these weird moments, right, where instead of
instead of actually just being honest with ourselves, what do we know? What don't we know? You know, be willing to say, I don't know. Be willing to say, okay, I'm going to tell you this. You know, I've told it to you three times. I'm not telling it to you again. And because again, you need to help yourself. You need to grow and you need to learn. And that's one of the other things that I think occurred for you anyhow, down in Cosmo, was the idea of it's now up to you to step up, right? You can think about it for a month of Sundays, but eventually there does come a moment where you go, nope, you got to step up here.
Definitely.
And what do you think of that? Do you think, again, you said that you were amazed at how helpful people were, but how amazed were you with your own ability once you asked the question and you said, hey, I want to ask, I want to know. And then you grew, you learned.
I did. And part of it was, like I said, getting me into the water. And Sherry did a great job with that, but she wasn't with me the whole time.
Yeah.
So when you guys were off diving,
yeah,
I had to entertain myself and do the things by myself and be okay with that. And have the discipline to actually do it.
And so one of those disciplines to do means then that we have to reach out of our comfort box, and we have to reach out and we have to start to get real. We all start off that way, folks. We all start off younger going, no, I don't need your help. I don't need any help to do this. I don't need any help to make this work or not work. But what I do, what everybody does, is we grow and we change. And as we do and we start asking for help, be that kind person to try. Just like the Beatles were saying there, folks, start asking for help, asking for the things that you need. Don't be afraid to. As we grow, we realize how much we don't know and how much we do need. So again, I guess the music says we need to wrap this up. Is that what you're telling me, Rebecca?
Yes.
All right. Hey folks, again, welcome and thank you for tuning into Black Sheep Rebranded, tuning into another podcast. And why is it that we don't ask for help? Well, it's from where we come from, unfortunately. And so once you know that, then that means you need to approach it differently. Ask for help. And if the people ridicule and make fun of you, that is their weakness, not yours. So please, don't hesitate to be real, be honest, ask for help. So for Sherry, Rebecca, and myself, again, thanks for tuning in. And again, not a substitute for mental health. This is indeed meant to inspire, meant to get you to look at things a little bit differently. So take that idea of help and see what you can do with it. Chat soon, folks.